You're listening to The Human Upgrade with Dave Asprey. Formerly Bulletproof Radio.
A state of high performance.
You're listening to The Human Upgrade with Dave Asprey. On today's episode, we're going to talk about water. And if you caught the Upgrade Spotlight episode number 994, I talked about a tool that structures water. And guys, you know, I've been really skeptical of water technologies for a long time. I bought my first alkaline structured water unit in the late 90s. I had it sent from Japan. And I shit myself for 6 months straight because alkaline water actually isn't very good for you. And it turns out you need hydrochloric acid in order to digest your food. So I'm not someone who's going to say, oh, you know, this works. I have a drawer full of amulets and other things that people want to structure water. And I've found a couple things that I really, really like. And the thing that is most noticeable where I can take someone and say, try this glass, try that glass. And like, this glass tastes better. And they always pick the glass that was treated with the topic of Upgrade Spotlight number 8 or number 994, which is called Analema. In fact, I'm holding up a little stir thing that actually works. And it transforms water into coherent water that is great for your physiology. And our guest today is Mario Brnovic, who is the CEO of Analema. And we're going to talk in more detail about the science of this. And we're going to answer a question that I've probably answered 500 times in just on a one-on-one basis for people. It's like, what do I do with the water in my home? So, Mario, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Dave, for having me. I'm thrilled to be here, and I'm thrilled to share all the new science that we actually did in the last period of time. We really have a lot of things to share.
In our last episode, the Upgrade Spotlights are short episodes where I just introduce people to a founder or an inventor so that we can just see, is it real, and just make our own judgment for ourselves. What's different between then and now? Like, what else have you discovered? Can you tell me how your thing works? We went pretty deep last time, but
yeah, I mean, the whole kind of science behind it is I covered it last time, but maybe we can kind of just repeat.
Not everyone heard the last episode, so
yeah. So water is a broadband absorber, receiver, and transmitter of energy, frequency, and vibration.
This year's biohacking conference has more chambers than Harry Potter. Okay, not really, but it's a dad joke, and it is in Orlando this year. Seriously, some of the incredible results I've had with my biohacking come from large pieces of equipment. Call them biohacking chambers that help you recover, detox, and heal. Go to the biohacking conference so you can demo all of these and feel what they're like. Things like hyperbaric oxygen with OxyHealth, our title sponsor, infrared light, cold chambers, heat chambers, ozone chambers, even salt chambers. Join me at my 9th annual biohacking conference in Orlando, June 22nd to 24th.
Water is a broadband absorber, receiver, and transmitter of energy, frequency, and vibration. It will always pick up the most dominant frequency of its environment. That's why Dr. Masaru Emoto, he did all of these experiments. And if you put powerful positive intention to water, it will pick it up. There is this famous experiment that he did in many thousands and thousands of people, and anybody can do it at home. He took 2 cups of boiled rice. To one, he expressed positive emotion every single day. And to the other one, he expressed negative emotion. And after 7 days or 10 days or something like that, the cup that was kind of all the positive emotion went into, it is this beautiful fermented smell of rice. And you could eat that rice even after that time. But the one that it was negative emotion expressed to, it had visual signs of decay and it started to smell bad. The only difference was the energy that was sent to it, quote unquote. And this is something very, very tangible. This was the basis of our research. Our whole aim was to create the most positively dominant frequency energy there is. And exactly like you mentioned, we put it, this inside is what we call the mother water. It takes one full year for us to create this water, and it has five stages to actually get it into that very particular liquid crystalline state. Since water is also not only broadband absorber receiver, it's also a transmitter of frequency. When you swirl the analemma through the water, any H2O molecule that comes into close proximity to it starts to mimic its exact structure. So you actually get mother water inside the cup or the glass. And when you drink it, you get all the benefit.
When you say it's a transmitter of frequency,
yeah.
How do you measure that frequency so that you know that's true?
We actually tested always before and after, and we used many, 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 many tests that way. And whenever we used analemma water, analemma mother water, all of the water that we treated started to act the same as the mother water. And we used it, we didn't just kind of want to prove that something happens within the water, that structure changes or something like that. We used near-infrared, ultraviolet, visual spectroscopy, biophoton research. We wanted to prove that something remarkable happens to biological systems when they're exposed to it. Because that's the, let's say, the final goal, that this water actually does something for you, not that it's changed. And this is where we actually went deep. The two latest research that we did, double-blind placebo-controlled ATP study, where we measured the rise in mitochondrial energy, and also double-blind placebo-controlled a microbiome study, where we measured the changes in our microbiome when drinking the water.
So I totally believe the effects, and you've done lots of good science that shows it works. And I know doctors who are telling people use analemma. And I'm fine if the answer is we're not quite sure how it works, but we can measure that it works.
Yes.
But when you say the frequency, like, what is the unit of measure of the frequency?
Well, we actually developed this very special technology, which Wetzes University, the number one water university maybe on the planet, it's in the Netherlands. There is this kind of very low voltage where you can measure the electrical potential of water itself. And what we did, we saw the changes in the electrical potential. And when we watered plants, for instance, with the same water, we saw the electrical change in plants themselves. Oh. This was first part. The second part is the biophoton research as well, because every living thing radiates light. And we have this very special technology that can actually capture every single biophoton. And for instance, our tomatoes that were grown with analemma water, they radiate 60% more light. 60% more biophotons. Vitality of it grows exponentially. And then we went into ATP, which is like mitochondria are creating ATP, adenosine triphosphate, the primary energy currency of our cells. And that correlates as well. So just by drinking the water, something profoundly changes in our biology.
Totally accept the changes in biology. And this will sound kind of weird, but after many years of running at very low mitochondrial function when I had chronic fatigue and then having done all the neurofeedback and all, I can feel when I'm depleted and my body knows, like it wants a certain food versus another food because there's just better energy in it. And sometimes like I just don't want to take a supplement because it's not right for my body that day. Like there's an intuitive sense. And when you have analemma water versus not analemma water, you take a drink of it, like you want to finish the glass. Like it's like a little signal your body gets. So I will say, yes, it works. It sounds to me like you're saying that you're measuring the electrical voltage in the water itself.
Yes. Okay. And then we apply it to biological systems. And then we kind of test. But we did many kinds of research. This was all in, let's say, 10 years ago when in our early research where we had a very big greenhouse, where we did really loads of experiments to prove that something really changes there. And then we took it to animals and then humans.
Okay. So the way it works is you've used that research to make super strong mother water that's inside this quartz tube. And then I feel kind of dumb saying it, but this is how it works. And it does work. So you put it in your water and you stir it around. What if I just taped that, my analemma to my arm? Would it just structure the water in my body?
I can tell you one thing. We had people doing that. We told them, please don't. Like, it's very fragile. People actually carry it on their chest. And people were having crazy results. Just so you know, I have to always kind of tell this story. When we were doing this glycan age test, we always told people in the study, expose the analemma to the sun. And this lady, she had this kind of very small garden of very short plants, and she put her analemma on the very same spot every single day. And after month and so, she actually sent me the photo of her garden. It's like you drew a circle around an analemma. All of the plants grew 1.5 inches taller than anywhere else in the small garden. So there is a profound effect when you, because you know, 99% of our molecules are water. So it definitely, and since water is always going to pick up the most positive dominant frequency, definitely something will happen there. That's why people were carrying it. But we always say, since this quartz tube is very thin, it can break. You really need to kind of take care that you don't break it on yourself and hurt yourself.
Okay. Got it. So it definitely, in fact, the way the portable one works is it looks like a magic wand, and then it's got a metal case. And then you screw the metal case on it. Just looks like a little pen almost. And then you unscrew it and it's got the thing. And I travel with mine. I tend to check it though, but can you carry it on?
Well, we always say please kind of check it. It's always kind of under the discretion of the person there. So they can just decide it's water inside. What's the quantity of water? You know, it's not written somewhere which quantity is that. And, you know, people kind of, that's all we always say. Just put it in the suitcase.
So checking it's better. Mm-hmm. All right. And you don't want to tape it on because it might break, but otherwise it could work.
Definitely, most definitely. We're actually going to do now, we're now heavily investing in the whole agriculture thing, because what's happening with the food world is really, really, really terrible. I know that you're speaking to your audience many, many times about glyphosate Roundup and what it does actually to us and the microbiome and everything. So it really is a huge problem.
Okay. Some of the Upgrade Collective is a little skeptical here, and they're saying, how do we know that it works in humans? Can you tell me about the glycan age research that you did? Glycan age being one of the premier anti-aging lab tests that they have right now, just to measure your biological age.
Yeah. So what I love about that study, when we were researching, this was the first human study. We wanted really to prove that something biologically remarkable happens when people drink this water. So we were researching all the various methods. And what I love about glycan age is that it's not that they're just measuring biological age. Their test really is a powerful indicator of our health and wellness. So they have this through the state of glycans, you can very accurately determine the state of your immune system. And the other part is that you have this pro-inflammatory and anti-inflammatory glycans. And everybody now knows that low-grade inflammation is the key cause of basically all chronic diseases. So when they took it all together, you really have a powerful indicator of your overall health and wellness. So anyhow, we had people, we did a quote-unquote snapshot of the state of glycans within people's bodies, and we measured their biological age with it. Then people drank 1.5 liters of water for 3 months without changing anything else in the world. And then we took another snapshot. And what we saw is that there was between 1 and 12 years of biological age rejuvenation. Their whole system got regenerated on a cellular level, which is really awesome, because through the state of glycans, you can very accurately predict what disease you're going to contrive a couple of years or 10 years from now. So when these glycans and state of glycans changes, that means that your overall health and wellness is changing. That's what I love about that particular study and that particular method.
So tell me about your ATP research.
Exactly. So we were measuring ATP levels. Adenosine triphosphate is the primary energy currency of our cells. It's directly responsible for powering the majority of cellular processes in our body. So every movement, every breath, every heartbeat depends on ATP. So what we did, we employed luciferase, which is an enzyme that catalyzes light production by bioluminescent organisms. And due to their extraordinary sensitivity, you can measure intercellular ATP levels. So what we did, we took a snapshot of ATP levels in people. Then people were drinking the water for 2 months without changing anything else in the world. Their diet stayed the same, exercise regime, everything stayed the same. Double blind, placebo-controlled study.
And this was a South Asian population, so maybe it's different. South Asian. Who knows? But it's unlikely to be affected by race. We're talking about mitochondria.
Yeah. And actually, the results were really phenomenal. We had like 20% rise over the placebo in ATP levels. So entire mitochondrial energy of the body increased by 20%. 27% when you count out the placebo.
So 26% increase in ATP production from drinking. Yeah. This is 1.5 liters of analema water per day. And guys, given that it's a Southeast Asian population, if you are a large person like me, it's probably closer to 2 or 2.2 liters to account for body volume. ATP is interesting because you make 6 pounds of it every day in your body, but it just gets recycled. It goes ATP to ADP, and then it goes back to ATP, which is basically how many phosphates you're adding to it, or phosphorus molecules you're adding to it. So it's this sort of like a little wheel that turns. And what it means here is that when you drink the water, the wheels turn better. So I don't think we know all the mechanisms. There's probably some weird quantum effects from like real quantum biology.
The study is actually going to be published very soon.
So this is new information. And there's a guy who's been treating cancer naturally for a long time named Tom Cowan, who mentioned this in his book on just saying like, let's change the environment in the cell so that cancer doesn't grow. And this is one of the many things that he mentions in his book. And I don't know that I agree with everything that he says, but directionally, he sure was accurate. And the type of evidence that I believe the most is actually from people in clinics who are treating patients every day saying, I have found this works. Now, Big Pharma hates that. They're like, that's clinical evidence. It's no good. I'm like, yeah, but yours is corrupt evidence. And you've been fined $10 billion for lying with your studies. So I would like to see both, but I'll believe a clinician who says that doesn't work, or that does work, before I'll believe a large company trying to sell something either way. So when Dr. Cowan recommended this after 40 years of treating people, I'm like, all right, I think he's learned to see an effect and I'm willing to listen. All right. And then microbiome quality. This is another new study. So and guys, this is kind of groundbreaking in the world of biohacking. We're doing real studies. There's kind of two companies that are really getting into the quantum effects with science and doing these things that aren't supposed to be possible. Tell me about your microbiome study with analema water. There's a good chance you've heard of something called epigenetics, which is science that shows when you change your diet, your behavior, or your environment, it changes the expression of your genes. But you probably haven't heard that you can change your genes through the way you take care of your skin, which is the largest organ in your body anyway. Here's how it works. Aging starts when certain epigenetic codes are turned on. But when you can turn those codes off by changing the environment around your cells, you are in control of your biology. BioQuantum Skincare uses a new delivery system that changes the environment of your cells so they don't get stuck in a looping cycle of age and disease. Think of it like having a cheat code for human evolution in your skin. BioQuantum skincare products are packed with proven ingredients like resveratrol, niacinamide, and NAD, which regulate sirtuins, those big bosses of the aging process that you read about in my books. This is a whole new way to biohack your skin, and I noticed a difference really quickly. Use code DAVE22 at bioquantumskincare.com/Dave. Get 22% off. That's code DAVE22 at bioquantumskincare.com. Tell me about your microbiome study with Analema water.
So I just want to say what actually inspired us to go in this particular way. We actually took completely depleted, destroyed soil by various toxins, by glyphosate and everything. So it was completely infertile. And one part of it we watered with regular water and one part we watered with Analema water. And the part that was watered with regular water, basically nothing happened. But the part that was watered with Analema water, there was a huge explosion in biodiversity of the microbiome. So much so that the bacteria in the soil started to suck CO2 out of the atmosphere. And what we loved about this study, since, you know, everything in nature is connected, we wanted to see what would happen when people would drink Analema water. Would it have the same effect or a similar effect on the human microbiome? So we did a double-blind placebo-controlled study where we measured what is called the dysbiosis index of the microbiome. So dysbiosis index measures the degree of deviation within the microbiome, taking into account all the different bacterial phyla and species and their weighing factor. So we took a snapshot of the state of microbiome, dysbiosis index in the beginning of the study. Then people drank the water for only 2 months. Usually when you do a microbiome study, it needs to be much longer. But we wanted to do a very short study as a kind of a pilot study.
It only needs to be 3 days from what I've seen. You change your diet, 3 days later, your microbiome will change. So
yeah, but usually these kind of studies, we were informed, last much longer. But anyhow, we did after 2 months, we did another snapshot, and we had a 16% on average increase over the placebo in dysbiosis index. And 88% people in Analema group had a positive effect, this improvement. And what's also interesting is that we took a look at the pathogenic bacteria, and they actually reduced. So what we hypothesized is that this water creates an equilibrium. It's the most fundamental level of existence. And this balance is always important, so that the positive bacteria and negative bacteria are in line, so to speak, because everything is necessary. But the only problem is when pathogenic bacteria overgrow, then we actually have problem. And we seen exactly this effect when measuring dysbiosis index. And the effect, you know, people, we like to think of, I know that your people know this, but you know, we like to think of ourselves as like single species. We're actually an entire ecosystem. There are trillions and trillions of microorganisms. There are like over 150 times more microbial genes than human genes. And they're actually creating enzymes which are responsible for breaking down food and getting us nutrients we wouldn't have access otherwise. And the whole connection between our microbiome and immune system is extraordinary. 70% of our immune cells actually exist in the lining of our gut. And our microbiome is teaching our immune cells who is the bad guy, who is the good guy. They're helping remove the bad guys and preventing autoimmune responses. I mean, there are so many connections between the state of our microbiome and our health. I mean, the bacteria in our gut are actually creating neurotransmitters, which are delivered to our brain through the gut-brain axis, and they influence how we feel, how we are in the world. So this connection is extraordinarily important.
It is important, and certainly water quality affects bacterial growth even in petri dishes and things like that. Given that you found that if you take Analema water and you pour it on soil, which is basically a microbiome that's outside the body, in fact, the soil biome is why we call it the microbiome, and that it affects that, it would make sense it would affect the one inside humans as well. What happens if you take an Analema wand and you put it, say, in raw milk, which has naturally present bacteria, or in kombucha or kefir or anything like that, or sauerkraut for that matter? Have you observed anything there?
We actually haven't done the test, but you actually, it really sounds interesting to see what would actually happen there. What we always found out that there is this balancing effect. So pathogenic bacteria kind of go down and positive bacteria go up. It's always like that. This equilibrium effect happens. And, you know, I firmly believe that there is this innate balance in our bodies. And our bodies are equipped to repair basically anything. But since, you know, with our way of life, with the food that we eat, with how we live, that balance is kind of disturbed, so to speak. That's what disease actually is. When we go back to this inner connection, and water is the fundamental level, if you change water, you're basically, your biology will follow. So that's why in any kind of area where we ventured to test something, we saw results.
Water is very foundational. And the more biohacking I've done over the years, the more I'm just very clear, the lower level you can go into your operating system and your hardware, the broader the effect. So messing around with water, which is about as low level as you can get, if you can improve that, it should have systemic effects, which would be pretty powerful. I'm just like restoring mineral balance in the body is such a big thing. And if you're listening and you haven't read Smarter, Not Harder, there's just one chapter on like, hey, get your minerals and your vitamin Dake. Go to vitamin D-A-K-E, vitamindake.com for more info on that. But if you just get those two very basic and boring things, almost as boring as water, if you get those in place, all of a sudden, if you exercise, you get more results. If you meditate, you get more results. If you do anything, you get more results. And it feels like water might be even more foundational than that. Because if your water's working, then your system will respond to the environment around you, which is at the very definition of biohacking. That's why I wanted to have you back on, because you're finding more and more evidence for something that frankly shouldn't work. So I believe in only one view of reality that may not be fully tested, that part of me is like, come on, that doesn't make any sense. But the other part of me that looks at effects and looks at science is saying, well, okay, there's something missing from the story that I've told myself about reality. And let's be clear, guys, everything you believe about reality is a story. This is your user interface on the world. It's not actually the world you see. Because if you saw everything in the world, your mind would explode because it's too complex. Just like you have a map of your city, because if you tried to see the whole city, you'd spend all day driving around and you still wouldn't see inside the walls of the houses. So everything's a picture of it. Just our picture, maybe it's broken or it's just inaccurate. So the goal of this show and the goal of this episode is, okay, maybe if there is an inaccuracy at your foundational understanding of reality that says water is water, it doesn't appear that that's reality. I think different water does different things. And I don't even like it that that's the case, but it is the case.
I have to jump in here. This is really interesting. What I love about what Nikola Tesla said, if you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. And since water is a broadband absorber, receiver, and transmitter of energy, frequency, and vibration, it is beyond fundamental in that particular way. And one other thing that Nikola Tesla said, which I also love, when science is going to start to research non-physical phenomena, they will, in just a couple of years, make more progress than all science together. We are talking about something which is electromagnetic in nature, the holding of the information. This is what water does. When you change the water, you're basically changing everything else in the biology.
Not everything else. Some of the other stuff. I mean, let's not overstate the case.
No. I'm just saying that biology follows it.
Yeah, biology does follow it. That's true. Yeah. And it's weird because, I mean, for years we've known you can take a laser and shine it at water and change the water.
Yeah. I mean, nobody really knows when you ask scientists what water is. It's kind of, okay, it's H2O, but the whole mechanics of it, how it behaves, it's really weird. That's why we're so fascinated. And when you change that level, you know, there were scientists that were kind of playing with letting a low voltage through the water with fish inside. And fish changed genetically, generation after generation. Which is when you change the fundamental level of the environment where the fish kind of moves, you're changing its genetics. So there is really a lot there that we don't really understand.
Okay. There's a lot we don't understand. Doesn't mean we can't use it. It's kind of funny. We had this caveman a while ago, and it's like, oh, in fact, this must have been at the beginning of probably my fasting book called Fast This Way. Yeah, that was the one. But you know, that's fire. I don't understand it, so I won't use it to stay warm because I can't explain how it works. You don't have to know how it works in order to also, we don't probably even know. And there's actually questions about this, but how do knives cut? like what? Well, when you get down to like the fractal shape of the edge of a knife and how it's actually cutting things, there's still questions. I think we've answered most of them, but we've been cutting things for a long time with knives and flint and things like that without understanding the how. It's a Western in the last probably 150, maybe 200 years, really since the beginning of the Enlightenment in Europe, where we start saying, well, if we can't explain something, then it doesn't exist. And that's just logically not true, right? So what we started to do is we started making up all these stories. And to this day, sometimes someone will say, well, that can't be, therefore it isn't. Or better yet, they'll say, I need a reason before I can believe in that. And when I hear someone say that, they're usually like a kind of a skeptical person. I'll just say, oh, you need a reason? Okay, leprechauns. And then they get really mad. I go, well, there's a reason, right? You didn't say you needed a correct reason, because most of the reasons we think things work historically are not the correct reasons. They're just our best guess that works most of the time. And then we find one thing that violates that. And oh, Newtonian physics was wrong, it turns out. Like, who would have thought? It's still a great model. It's still useful, but it doesn't explain everything. So we're just in this constant thing. It's just, if you feel unsafe with the fact that you don't know everything, then you need to do therapy. And if you're a hardcore scientist listening to this, which I respect that, I am too. But if you're saying, I don't feel safe if I can't explain it, well, dude, feel safe in the world of curiosity and wonder, because you'll be a better scientist, right? In fact, one of the reproductions of a classic painting I have hanging up somewhere in this house is it's actually an alchemist with all of his alchemist tools having a conversation with Mother Nature, represented on this kind of tree of life thing. It was painted, I think, 16th century. But it's such a cool analogy. Like, we're trying to untangle the questions around how does life work? And sometimes you have to talk to life itself, and there's always going to be questions, but we're getting better and better at answering them. In fact, I'm sure someone listening right now has probably already asked ChatGPT. So there you go.
Well, you know, what I love about, you know, and now people are kind of really starting to get the understanding what water is and everything. But if you just kind of had the same, if we had this talk just 10 years ago, it would really be kind of ridiculed. But it's, you know, one wise person said, all great truths begin as blasphemy. But now we're actually in a completely different place. And that's why we're investing so much into science, so that it becomes irrefutable. So there is now even, we are now actually going to go into much, 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 much larger studies, because one of the largest, if not the largest, beverage company on the planet got really interested in us because they want to kind of get the water out.
Imagine that, Mario. If you could have, you know, every can or bottle of water was charged. Well, does it help? You say that it stays charged pretty much forever once it's been charged. Yes.
We actually tested it now 5 consecutive years, just one quantity of water being treated. 5 years in a row, it's still in that very special coherent state. Just like you mentioned, this other devices, vortexing minerals or using magnets, it will change the structure of water. But the water goes back to chaos very, very soon. Day and a half is tops. Like all of those devices, kind of between a couple of minutes and day and a half. But with an LMA, that's the difference. And the whole process is different. It takes one full year for us to create it. And when it passes this last stage, it just doesn't go back to chaos. And that's why we are investing and doing now large studies, so that even large companies, this is our mission statement. We want to get this water to every single person everywhere, because then everybody will get the benefit.
Well, one of the things you're doing that's really interesting is something that I've wanted to do forever, which is to have whole house structured water. And There's a system I looked at years ago where you take a bunch of expensive magnets. So it's a couple thousand dollars and you put them around the water, which probably does something, but I never did it because I didn't think I was going to do enough. There's another one that creates a vortex. And yes, vortexing water actually does something to the water.
Yes.
Just like it does for coffee. Put it in a blender and blend it, and even, or for wine, right? There's a reason you pour wine through those things that make it vortex, and then the wine tastes better. It's not just because it's aerated. It's because it was vortexed and aerated. So these effects, you could do in a whole house thing, but it's not enough for the inconvenience and money. And then when I found, in fact, I asked you in the last episode, I'm like, hey, can I put this on my whole house? And you said, we don't have it yet, but now you do have a whole house thing.
Yes.
What happens in the research? Because you put it in a few houses and Dr. Greg Lane did some research. And what did you find?
Quick question for you. What makes you feel more invigorated, less stressed, and more in control of your body? The answer, more energy. Specifically, more quantum energy, because our bodies are quantum systems. Leela Quantum Tech has figured out a way to harness quantum energy so you can reach a state of vibrancy that you've probably never felt. Dozens of studies show that Leela Q's products neutralize the effects of harmful EMFs around us, and even release positive energy that can improve your blood flow, optimize your heart rate, and other benefits. Leela Q has some heavy science backing it up. A recent study looked at people who use Leela Q for just 10 minutes. The study used a special blood illumination technique called dark field microscopy, and it showed significant protective and improvement effects on blood flow. So take a quantum leap into higher vibration at LeelaQ.com/Dave and claim your exclusive 10% discount.
You're listening to The Human Upgrade with Dave Asprey. What happens in the research? Because you put it in a few houses and Dr. Greg Lane did some research. And what did you find?
Yeah, we actually connected with my dear friend David Perez and Dr. Lane in Hydrate Spa. And since they already have the system, they actually measure various vitalizants through various methods before and after. And people were just using, they were just, since, you know, we were hypothesizing, since we are 99% water and skin is the largest organ in our body. If you lie down in NLM of water for 20 minutes or half an hour, what is going to happen? So this was kind of our venture to see. And now we're doing 100 people study on it. And we already have more than several people in the study. And results were phenomenal. Really, we were actually surprised. To be honest, we were actually thinking, what are the pathways that this happens? Because, you know, after, if you spend 1 hour in water, your skin is going to absorb up to a liter of water. But something else happens there as well. We still kind of can't explain it. But every single person in the study experienced an increase in cardiac output, in stroke volume, in blood viscosity, which was really, really amazing. Even, you know, one lady came that has serious, serious issues with cardiac output, and she couldn't help herself in any other way because you cannot kind of use medications or a surgery or whatever. She couldn't really do anything. But she went into an NLM bathtub, and there was an instant, after 20 minutes, increase in cardiac output. But not only that, she continued, and the cardiac output didn't go down.
So what cardiac output and stroke volume are, these are really important to understand as biohackers. Healthy people who are fit in a good way, in one pump of our heart, we can move an enormous volume of blood. That's your stroke volume. And unhealthy people, for instance, those who run marathons and do lots of high volume cardio, they have a lower stroke volume. So their heart beats faster and goes flip, 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 like little spits of blood. And powerful people who are in better shape and likely to live longer have a higher stroke volume. So one pump of the heart moves four times as much blood as a less healthy heart that's doing small beats. And worst of all, it'd be a heart that can't speed up and can't move large volumes of blood, because then you're just insufficient. Since we know that the highest mitochondrial density in all humans is actually ovarian, 100,000 per cell, Outside of that, in men and women, you have 15,000 mitochondria in your heart cells and 15,000 in your brain cells. So these are the densest energy-using parts of the body. Since you have a study that shows Analemma does increase mitochondrial function by 26%, is it any wonder that the heart works better and therefore moves more blood? Also, changes in blood viscosity from structuring water probably make a difference there. So this makes sense if you believe mitochondrial are, or say I have a mitochondrial-centric view of biology. In fact, I think our ego emerges from mitochondria. That's the four F words that I keep sharing in my books and in my lectures in for the Upgrade Collective and all. So I think you're going to see crazy results, but this is unpublished. You don't have enough data to make claims on it. But the anecdotal things you're seeing are, holy crap. Okay.
Yeah. When we do a whole 100 people study, then we are kind of, I just wanted to share the early results. And actually what I'm also excited about it is we're going to be doing studies with athletes as well. How does that actually improve athletic performance? Because we already know there is a strong correlation. But for regular people, just like you explained, if you have stronger cardiac output, it really has profound effects on your entire biology.
A lot of people in the Upgrade Collective are asking, how long would you have to stir a bathtub with a wand to get somewhat of this effect?
Yeah, that's like you really have to kind of spend at least an hour, depending on the quantity of water. But that's why we kind of developed the whole house system. Anybody can, and we also, just like the regular Analemma, we try to keep it as affordable as possible. So you can install it in the piping system of your house and you get the benefit every single day if you want it.
So the goal of stirring for 20 seconds with a glass of water or something is you're looking to have every molecule of water come in contact with the quartz surface once, right?
Exactly. Well, it has a cumulative effect because, you know, every H2O molecule that comes into close proximity to mother water will mimic its structure. So when you swirl for a while, all of the water starts to enter in this very particular state. But we just kind of did the measurements, and for 3 deciliters of water, let's say just one cup, 20 seconds, 25 seconds is more than enough. But we always kind of give a bit more just that you're 100% sure that all the water in the cup is actually in the coherent state.
I have a cold plunge, and the cold plunge has constantly circulating cold water in it. I am going to buy an extra Analemma wand, and I'm going to put it in where the water comes into it, so it'll actually charge the water in my cold plunge. There's no way it wouldn't do that over time.
Totally interesting. We're actually kind of also discussing with one kind of company that creates this cold plunge tubs and to create one system which would be used for that and for athletes. Just so you know, we are going to come up with a pitcher system as well, which will have at the base also a bubble with mother water inside. So you just pour the water, leave it for a couple of minutes, and it will make it coherent. So then we have a regular Analemma, which is a stick. And we're going to have a pitcher. It will take some time. And we have a whole house system so that all of the volumes of water are actually covered. We're going to be coming up with garden Analemma as well, so people can use it in their gardens. Since we very soon, in a month and a half, we're going to be completing our agriculture study, which is really going to be interesting. So but we already know with all the agriculture studies that we did is that the produce really is much, much, much more vital, but there is much more to it. So that study is also going to be published. So we're really kind of looking forward to change the whole agriculture world as well, so that people would finally get their hands on high quality food. Because, you know, the spinach, like 15 years ago in spinach now has 80% less nutrient than then.
What makes you think people want high quality food? I mean, that seems like it would go against global interests right now. They want to see like soy nuggets and cricket balls. And so I don't know. I mean, who do you think you are trying to feed people good food? Mario, I mean, come on, man.
Well, we definitely, where we're heading, we definitely need to change.
Yeah, we do.
A lot. Yeah.
Now, Sandy from the Upgrade Collective says, is the source infinite? And Sandy, they're making normal water into mother water via 1 year process or something. Is that accurate?
Yes, exactly. And so we take regular water, put it through five phases, which lasts 1 year. And when it passes the fifth one, it enters into a state where it never comes back.
Even if you microwave it?
Interesting. We actually radiate it with the 5G. We did all kinds of things to it. This is also a very interesting study where we proved the protective effect of our water on EMFs. We actually took rainwater and then we radiated it with 5G, and then we gave it to plants, and we had like extraordinary bad results with the plants. But then we used that same radiated water and we treated it with NLM water. And again, we watered plants with that particular water and results were exponentially different. So the vitality of the plant was extraordinary, especially if you compare it with the ones that we just watered with water that was radiated with 5G. So there is a huge protective effect.
So you don't think I should store my water pitcher on top of my Wi-Fi router?
Well, I wouldn't suggest it, but we actually tested that as well. We already know that when you put a glass of water, regular water, next to Wi-Fi router, the water will go deeper into chaos. Mm. But if you swirl with an NLM, that water will resist. Not only that, I have to come back to the now we went into EMFs. So we actually did the EEG study, brain waves on people using cell phones. And as soon as people, for instance, we did this study where people used the cell phone for 2 minutes, and you have immediate effect where the brain waves go out of the normal into chaotic state. And then we gave these people regular water and NLM water. And as soon as they start drinking NLM water, there is an instant cooling effect on the brain waves. The brain waves go to green. But with regular water, that negative effect actually lasts pretty long time. We were inspired to do that study because we did a double-blind study with identical twins measuring brain waves. Since, you know, brain waves are electromagnetic in nature, and this water is electromagnetic in nature, quote unquote, we wanted to see what will happen. And results were really also phenomenal. We actually gave to one twin regular water, and to the other we gave NLM water. And doctor also didn't know which one was which, and we just monitored the results. And as soon, in a short period of time, as the twin that drank NLM water, again, instant cooling effect, better communication between the left and right hemisphere of the brain. So there is instant change in the brain waves. With the other twin, basically nothing happened, nothing changed. And then we did study a couple of weeks later where we gave NLM water to the other one, and exactly the same thing happened. Since they're genetically identical, you could definitely see the same thing happening. So this is where this water shows almost immediate result. Everything else kind of follows from that.
It's really intriguing. The whole house unit that you made is designed to have a plumber just right where the water comes into the house to put it in. And you're offering, because I ask anyone who comes on the show to go deep on something that they've created, if you can offer a discount for listeners, you do. So it's Analema, analemma-water.com. Use code DAVE10 and get 10% off. How much is the whole house unit?
$1,800.
Okay. It's actually not a lot compared to a water softener, compared to some of the systems I've seen advertised that don't do what you do. That's not a crazy, I was expecting it to be a lot more, to be honest. And like I said, I don't have one of these. I'm renting. I have to convince the guy who owns the house I'm in to allow me to put it in. But I absolutely am going to do that if I can get him to do it. How does it work? Does it just have the mother water in it and like a membrane, or is there some sort of electrical hookup as well?
No. There is. We actually don't believe in the whole electrical thing. Everything is kind of mechanical, and mother water is inside. There is a container inside which kind of follows all the way around. And we did many tests with it, and it's really robust. So we created it in a way that will really last very, very, very long time.
So if you want to put it in your whole house, that's the way to do it. And then even if you have an RO unit under your sink or something, it'll already be structured with analemma. The reverse osmosis process won't damage it somehow. So then you still have it coming out of your RO.
It's an awesome question. And we actually did a lot of tests on it. So we would always suggest that if you have an RO system, the analemma should be at least 3 meters away. Because we realized that if you put RO system immediately after analemma, there is an effect there. But if you give it 3 meters for water to settle, then it then it doesn't matter. So, then you can pass it through basically whatever you want. Oh. But we always say that if you can put it after RO, you do it. If not, just give 3 meters before the analemma, okay, whole house system, and RO. We always suggest use it as the last stage, if okay, at all possible. If not, then we always suggest this method.
Okay. So then what you'll end up with then is in order: charcoal, ceramic, UV, analemma. And then every bath you take, every shower you take, every glass of water, whether you have an reverse osmosis under your sink or not, is going to be complete. And if you look at what you're spending on almost anything else in your house, I don't have a problem with spending $1,800 minus 10%, because you heard about it here, analemma-water.com, code DAVE10. Yes, that's a lot of money. And compared to if you own your home, it's not a lot of money. And the benefits are very substantial. I would feel comfortable drinking water from any home that has that with RO without analemma. In fact, that's what I do. But having analemma is like, wow, it would cost a lot of money to get, you know, bottled structured water or something. And then you don't have to stir every glass of water. And then when you take a shower or a bath, you get the benefits. So Mario, I'm really intrigued with the work you're doing at Analemma. There's questions about exactly how it's doing what it does. And we talked about those in the last episode. And in this one, I don't think you know exactly how it works. Is that accurate?
Well, nobody actually does, just like, yeah, I mentioned. You know, water community is very kind of, every single scientist in water community knows us, and we know everybody. And every single year there is water conference, and all of the scientists come together. So it's very kind of, it's a mysterious phenomenon. But that's why we even kind of ventured into proving its effects on biological system, not just in kind of proving or something changes there. And the science is irrefutable. And the more we do it, we get very, very, very consistent results. And we always do control groups with regular water. So all of our research is really kind of done in hardcore scientific way. That's why we're doing it, so that the whole thing becomes very soon irrefutable.
There are maybe two companies that I'm aware of who are just seeking more and more scientific validation of effects. You guys are doing it with water in a beautiful way. And then Lila Quantum's doing it with just a device you put in your room that's changing the energetics in the room. But when I see more and more double-blind, placebo-controlled studies looking at different effects on biology, especially blood flow because of the water in blood, that's just real science.
We all now, I mean, it's the critical point of time in the history of mankind. We all need to stop making money bottom line. Health and connection and community, all of this needs to become the bottom line. If we put that as the number one focus, then everything else will follow. I mean, to me, it's completely... Like, it's moronic that you go to a supermarket and you have healthy food department. Isn't it?
Like, we'll go there and you'll have a bunch of stuff that sucks minerals out of your body and isn't healthy anyway.
Crazy. It's all food nuts. Should be healthy. So when you go to the store, nothing should exist there if it's damaging our health. And when we create the whole system, our social system around it, then everything else would change.
That is very true. Mario, thanks for coming back and talking about the new studies on cardiovascular output from whole body analema exposure, and the mitochondrial study is really interesting. All of my biohacks, if you were to just summarize them, are increase energy in the cell or increase neuroplasticity. And if you can do those two things, you're probably really going to like your life. And of course, there's other things you could do, like testosterone and hormones. But honestly, if your mitochondria are powerful enough and you get enough of a signal into the body, your body will regulate. You may have to remove some toxins and things along the way, but people who do that, they're powerfully resilient and they can handle stuff that would be overwhelming for a normal person. And there's also trauma resolution, the stuff we do at 40 years of Zen and meditation and all those things. But ultimately, any of that stuff is just easier. Like, get good water in your body, get more electrical capacity, have mineral balance. And then magically, when you put effort into something, you get results. And if you don't do those things, you put effort into something, you just get tired. And I want to create a world full of people who are not tired, because people who are at full energy are nice to each other. And if stirring my water with an analema wand gives me even 5% more energy, I'm down. And I think it's probably more than that. I notice a difference. And when I forget to pack it, when I travel, I definitely notice a difference. So thanks for making something intriguing and interesting. And I really want to know every detail about how this stuff works. But I think we have another 5 or 10 years of research around like core water chemistry in cells before we really, really understand all the effects. So thanks for being an innovator.
Thank you so much for having me and giving me the opportunity to share the story, because this is how we're changing the world.
I don't like to say the word believer, because you know, belief isn't really that necessary. I would say everything I can see says that this works, and it's my experience that it works. So I don't have to believe it, because I don't have to believe the sky is blue. I can just look at it and say, oh, look, there's that. So thank you. And guys, analema, analema-water.com. Use code DAVE10. And try the wand. I like the metal one because it's smaller to pack and you have a wooden one that looks cooler. So those are the kind of default ones. And then you've got the whole house thing, which is really interesting. Guys, if you loved the episode today, I would love it if you let me know. So leave a review for the show. And if you decide to try an analema water wand and to do this, leave a comment for me on social. We'll put this up on social in little clips. I want to know, are you seeing what I'm seeing? So thank you for listening. See you on the next one.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to The Human Upgrade with Dave Asprey.
The Human Upgrade, formerly Bulletproof Radio, was created and is hosted by Dave Asprey. The information contained in this podcast is provided for informational purposes only and is not intended for the purposes of diagnosing, treating, curing, or preventing any disease. Before using any products referenced on the podcast, consult with your healthcare provider, carefully read all labels, and heed all directions and cautions that accompany the products. Information found or received through the podcast should not be used in place of a consultation or advice from a healthcare provider. If you suspect you have a medical problem or should you have any healthcare questions, please promptly call or see your healthcare provider. This podcast, including Dave Asprey and the producers, disclaim responsibility for any possible adverse effects from the use of information contained herein. Opinions of guests are their own, and this podcast does not endorse or accept responsibility for statements made by guests. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. This podcast may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products or services. Individuals on this podcast may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to herein. This podcast is owned by Bulletproof Media.